Let's understand the various specific human resource strategies to be taken care of for achieving those kinds of strategic human resource management. The first and foremost will be talent management. So one has to acquire, one has to maintain, one has to upgrade, one has to deploy this talented leaders right from top to bottom, and even the workers. It is not only the top people whose talent is to be managed, and this will help in optimizing all the resources, this will help in cost containment, this will help in getting the best products and services, whereby customer satisfaction will be there and there will be a sustainable growth. And nobody can compete with such kind of company where thorough talent management is done. Then comes continuous improvement. As in total quality management, as in ISO, we believe that one should go on improving their products and services continuously without any break. Even though you have got good results, there is always some scope for improvement. In the product, in the service, in the packaging, in the marketing, somewhere or the other, each at every stage, one can ask question, what I have been doing. First of all, whether it is needed to be done. Secondly, whether can I optimize the resources and get the cost down. Third, with the same kind of quality maintained. Third, whether I can improve upon it. Whether I can innovate new product whereby better product or service can be given and customer delight can be achieved. So there should be a continuous improvement kind of mentality with all employees, including all the leaders, which will help in improving the SHRM. Then comes knowledge management. Knowledge in today's world is power. One should understand the concepts of everything what is being done, why it is being done, how it can be done better, and one should go on improving by adopting newer and newer knowledge and managing this knowledge that one has adopted by not only utilizing in one's own department but spreading it to other departments of the same organization, spreading it to other areas of the same organization, so that whatever mistake has been done, whatever number of accidents have occurred because of some or the other problem, they should not be repeated anywhere else, and a better way of working should be adopted at all levels without reinventing the wheel. Then comes resourcing. One should put in more and more resources if required. If not required, one should remove that resource. So one should know optimizing the resourcing should be done. Similarly, learning and developing. One should have a learning organization. Learning never ends. And finally, learning is something where there is change in behavior. Unless the change in behavior occurs, one has not learned. So one should always try to learn newer and newer things and accordingly apply it in day-to-day life. In a similar or other field, the same principles can be applied, then only you have learned. Similarly, go on developing further and further by acquiring newer knowledge, newer skills, newer abilities to perform in a better way. One should reward the right people, one should appreciate them so that they are motivated, and one should have the best employee relations maintained so that all the people are coordinating with each other, they are coherently managing things, nobody is into conflict with anybody else, and in fact, if there is a conflict, it is being resolved amicably by learning newer things and growing in one's knowledge and abilities. So, employee relations are very important. If you have got a union, then harmonious relations with the union and management should occur by proper industry relations expert, who is an HR expert, so that these are the various HR strategies one has to take into consideration to achieve this. So finally, HR should become, the human resource manager should become a strategic business partner rather than as a clerical or an administrative or an executive function of just looking after the people. So they should analyze the inner strengths in the form of competencies of their employees, in the form of the emotional strength, emotional character, the mental solidarity, the coherence and weaknesses of the people in the form of any lacuna in skills, any interpersonal relations problem, emotional problems, etc. also should be taken care of. For example, for some of the leaders or some of the HODs of the department, they may have sensitivity training made whereby their attitude towards the employees is totally changed. Developing the capabilities of all individuals in the organization right from the lower level to the top level. If you are developing the capabilities of sweepers, how to sweep it in a better way by utilizing the newer machines whereby they are using it without bending, naturally it will lead to no backaches and other things. By using the newer antiseptic lotions, etc., whereby they are odorless, they are better in killing all the bacteria and all. So go on adopting newer and newer things and make the individuals capable in their own work area, right from the lower to the top area, whereby you can effectively and efficiently use all the resources and get better results. Working with executives and managers to revise the organization and its components, whereby something which can be avoided, something which is not that important, which is not the core competency of the organization, can be outsourced by getting it at a cheaper rate by the experts, getting it in a better way. By participating in strategic planning, so HR people should participate in strategic planning by ensuring financial accountability for HR results. Earlier days, HR was considered to be a staffing function where it was only a cost center, but now we are making the employees accountable financially also, that whatever salary is given to them, they are giving multiples of that to the organization and we are able to give numerical values to them. So HR accounting, human capital management are the modern things that have come, and there are companies like Wipro and TCS and others who have started showing their employees as adding value to the organization in the form of money. So they show them on asset side and tell that they have got 5 crore worth of value of our employees. Advising or decision making on mergers, acquisitions and downsizings based on the market survey, based on the competencies of our own employees, based on the all HR functions which can be correlated with these kind of strategic decisions, and help the top management to take the right decisions regarding this, because mergers and acquisitions are one decision where usually the matching of the people from two organizations, the culture may be different, the way of working may be different, and all that is very sensitive for the employees to work together, and there is a likelihood of downsizing also required and all. So it's a great turmoil, and many times when we have thought of diversifying our business by doing mergers and acquisitions, by thinking that we are going to get say 2 crore profit from this, and by merging other who is having 2 crore profit, we are going to get 4 crore profit. It doesn't happen that way. Many times, if there is no proper synergy, if the turmoil, mental turmoil is occurring among the employees of both the companies, many of the downsizing is creating a lot of heart burning among the employees, which is leading to less efficient employees, which is leading to negative attitudes by the employees, and hence at times this is not becoming successful. So here the HR people are very important in achieving the success for the company by giving the right advice to the top management of gradually making it, by making the people aware that this is something which is coming up and this is how we are going to manage, by minimizing the downsizing if required, by adopting newer things if required, and finally achieving the success. So let's understand the strategic models of HR. The best practice model has been given by FIFO in 1994, where he talks about first and foremost the employment security. That means you should have permanent employees as far as possible. Contractual employees should be minimized. There should be selective hiring, only those highly competent for that particular field, who are culturally also, and the values of these individuals are also matching with the values of the organization. So they are going to be working ethically and all, and they should be having a learning aptitude to learn about the newer skills and get adapted to the newer requirement. That kind of selective hiring should be done. Similarly, one should go for self-managed teams, whereby people are going to have autonomy. The self-esteem improved. They will feel that they are getting the feedback directly from the customers. They have got the value in the organization, because what they are doing is significant to the top management. They are given free hand to do whatever they want, with certain guidelines of course, and then that's how they are going to get high mental satisfaction. Their ego will be taken care of, and there will be individual growth, which will help in acquiring better skills, competencies, make them more promotable for the next succession planning and career planning of them also. So these things are definitely going to help the organization in long run, and we are going to get the best out of it by having the competitive strength of our people, which is going to help in sustainable growth of the organization. Similarly, high compensation, which should be contingent on performance. So when a person is performing better, he should be given high compensation. Then only he will be motivated to work better, and those who are not will get the message that they have to perform better, otherwise they are going to be backward. Similarly, training should be there for making the people more skilled for the requirement of the company. And when you are training the people, definitely it will lead to motivated workforce, because the workforce will feel that the top management cares for us, they are there for our development. And when you are being trained and improve the skills, improve the competencies, the right kind of work is given to you to utilize that, and then you are rewarded for that, it will further add to the employee morale. Reduction of status differentials, when it is there, when the status of people at the middle management and higher management, the differential should not be too much, otherwise they feel that definitely we are not getting what we deserve. And one should have the culture of sharing all the information across, rather than keeping things secret, whereby the same mistakes should not occur at the other departments. And the best practices should be followed everywhere by getting advantage of the things which has been learned by experience, or by getting it from some other forum in the seminars or conferences, etc. And hence it is going to help the overall growth of the organization to a great extent. Then the second strategic model will be best fit, where HR strategies are appropriate to the organizational circumstances. by culture, by processes, and by studying the external environment. It should be fit to the external environment. Suppose there is a recession going on, then naturally you cannot put in more money towards the cosmetic products, whereby you know that because there is a recession, people are not going to spend much on cosmetic products. So one has to think about those items which are absolutely essential for people to purchase. Naturally, those items will be taken by a person even though there is a recession. So one should curtail those things which are not going to be sold. So unnecessarily one should not increase the inventory of such things, and one should modify the processes, improve upon the ways in which the basic products are made in such a way that there is a cost containment so that they can sell it at lower price and more people can buy this, and in spite of recession you can get better profit by volume and you can sustain your growth. Configuration or bundling. Here the aim is to achieve high performance through coherence of both the things, mutually reinforcing set of HR policies and practices which contribute to the attainment of organization strategies for matching resources of organizational needs. Whatever organizational needs are there, the resources are required for that, you should match them by improving the performance and quality in such a way that overall you have got a competitive advantage over your rival companies, and hence your products and services are going to be preferred by all the customers, whereby naturally the volume of the marketing and sales will be more for those products, high quality products and at comparative reasonable rates, which will give you competitive advantage and sustainable growth. So let's understand to align these HR strategies with the organization strategies. Now, if the organization strategy is regarding stability, what will be the HR strategies to be made? First, stability of the company. You should have highly motivated employees. You should have retention of skilled employees. Those who are highly skilled employees, they should be kept happy by improving their skills, by giving them the right kind of remuneration, by promoting them, by appreciating them. So by financial and non-financial rewards, you have to retain these skilled employees. You may give them job rotation, whereby the monotony of the job is broken, whereby they can have better mental image of what they are doing. You can send them for job enrichment, whereby the significance of the job that they are doing, they will understand. They should get autonomy. They should get the feedback directly from the customer. And by various other ways, if you are making the job enrichment and job enlargement, naturally this is going to help them to improve their morale, and when they are empowered to do what they want to do in the form of self-managed team, when they can ask for the resources and they get it from the top management, when they are supposed to take the decisions, no need to ask to their superiors in the case of self-managed or self-empowered team, etc. Naturally, this will help to retain these skilled people, and overall the stability will be maintained for your organization. For growth strategy of the organization, you should train and elevate the existing employees by improving their competencies, by making them aware about the external better products and services available, by sending them to the globally best companies to understand and learn how they are doing their products and services and getting the best customer awards and all. You should hire junior employees if required and train them to make them achieve those kind of things, so that you need not pay too much for the experienced person. At the same time, you may outsource some of the services which are not your core competencies, so that you can focus on your core competencies and improve upon your employees. When your organization strategies, mergers and acquisitions, you should try to improve the morale of the people, because there is a likelihood of downsizing which may occur by this because number of employees increase. We'll feel that more number of their people will be removed. But those people who are skilled, who can really perform well, who are competent, they should be retained, they should be given promotion if required, and they should be appreciated, and they should be made one with the previous company in which they are joining, so that their morale is improved. There should be unifying of culture of both the companies. They should integrate the wage and benefit structure. They should devise severance package policies in such a way that those who have been, who could not be accommodated in the company, who have to be removed also, should get a good sum to take care of their future life, and they may be helped even if required in a similar company where their work can be taken care of. In case of horizontal integration kind of organization strategy, you should again improve upon the new skills of your employees. You should hire the new people for new line of business so that they are already competent enough to take care of that. You can have new HR policies and processes which can help the horizontal integration of the organization. In case of joint ventures, you have to manage the cultural diversity of two or three companies with whom you are joining. You have to train the systems and technology of partner company so that they are at par with you, and then they can utilize this knowledge in a proper way to be with your other employees and give the best results for your company. In case of retrenchment strategy, you should have open communication that we want to retrench 20% of the employees, and then you should not retrench 25 after telling 20. So there should be open, clear communication. At the same time, you should have the criteria laid down that we are going to retrench only those people who have been employed in this company in last 2 years. So freshers should go first. We are going to retrench only those people whose performance appraisal is poor for the last 2 years or 3 years. We are going to retrench only those people who have remained on the grounds of sickness absenteeism, which was not authorized or which was not valid enough for 3 months and above. So these are the various criteria if you have kept, and stick to those criteria for removing the people, and this kind of open communication is given. In that case, the people who remain are not going to have a hanging sword that even they will be removed, and they should be appreciated for being loyal to the company and functioning well for the company. So one should do employee counseling when they are removed also. One should see to it that you are justifying what you are doing with your open communication that has been done earlier. They should be clarified their doubts, and they should be helped in getting the readiness for the interview for the next company they are going to apply. Their morale should be boosted. They should be made more confident. They should not feel depressed by this. And in case you have got some sister company where there is a requirement of such a people, such an employee, then they should be referred there also with positive note so that they can get the job there. So that at least they are mentally not bitter about your company, and they are not going to have bad publicity for your company by the word of mouth spread. Similarly, you should, if possible, outplacement assistance can be given. If you are an HR person who is regularly going in some professional meetings with other HR people, and they come to know that in some other company they have got an opening for such and such a job, and your employee you are retrenching who will be suitable for that job, he should be referred there and given a positive note of reference to the HR friend, whereby he can get a job. This will lead to overall employee morale building for those who are within the company as well as those who are going outside. The differentiation strategy is one where you should develop the creative skills of employees. You should have high participation of the people. One should have broad career paths for them so that they are able to develop the multiple skills where they can be made fit for the various kinds of careers. They should be trained. There should be good industrial relations so that there is coherence among the workers and the managers. And interpersonal relations are also good. In case of low cost leadership, one has to enhance the labor productivity by time study, by work study, by improving the layout, by improving the skills of the people. You may give few incentives to the people who are doing extremely well. There should be low employment security whereby those who do not perform, they will either improve or they may leave, so that unnecessary expenses are not there on labor. Similarly, one should minimize the expenses and one should have a traditional industrial relations in this case. No need of very good industrial relations. In case of focus or niche kind of organization strategy, one should have high employee participation so that their morale is high, they are ready to learn about the highly competitive skills. There should be narrow career paths because there is a focus or niche kind of category in which they are working. There can be medium industrial relations and extensive training is required so that your products are really differentiated, which are par excellent or much above the quality products of the rival industries, so that you can penetrate this market in a better way. So let's understand about skills for professionals in the SHRM scenario. The business skills, you should understand the business dynamics in the form of the market scenario, the labor market, the financial scenario, whether it is recession or growth overall, the Sensex, the consumer price index, the political things, the legal things, the social requirements, the demographic changes that are occurring, etc. All these things one should understand for business dynamics, and they should possess the financial knowledge in the form of what is the repo rate, what is the Sensex, what is the consumer price index, what is the interest rate going on, whether it is likely to be cut, whether there are likely to be some better announcement by the finance manager or finance head of the country or by the Reserve Bank of India. So all those things they should know. One should be able to have proper process management so that one can improve upon it, and one should have a clear idea about how to manage the projects, because many of the businesses today are in the form of projects where the whole team is going to their site and erecting their requirements in the form of vessels or in the form of IT projects, etc. Then comes leadership skill. One should have a clear vision. One should be able to build the right kind of vision, and one should have a proper strategy how to achieve that vision. One should have consulting skills so that they are able to market the HR work also. So HR is no more a noble profession where they are not supposed to market themselves. It is becoming going towards the marketing of HR work also. One should have proper technology skills in the form of system approach to everything that is being done. One should have a global mindset rather than only local mindset, and one should know the nuances and dynamics of the whole world, how it is going to affect locally also. So with this, we have extensively learned what is strategy, what is strategy management, what are the aspects of HR that has to be taken in coherence with, in connection with strategic management of the top management. So it is going to be strategic human resource management rather than as a separate HR and separate strategic management. So this is how we have learned what are the various strategies the companies normally adopt in the form of market scenario, the external factors, the internal factors in the form of, say, spot analysis, the cost differentiation strategy, the low cost strategy, the differentiation strategy, the focus strategy, etc., as shown by Michael Porter, and how HR is going to be affected by these strategies, and aligning with these organization strategies, how the HR strategy should be there, that also we learn in detail. And finally, we learn how HR can help the company with aligning all this for the strategic requirement of the strategies of the organization as a whole to achieve the goals efficiently and effectively, and getting the right kind of people, improving their competencies with requirement as per the market scenario, and having the competitive advantage of human resources which cannot be imitated by any other organization, leading to sustainable growth of the company. This is how one can appreciate the importance of strategic human resource management. Thank you.